Hi, this is a dictation for Sadia Azhar, SADIAAZHAR, date of service 7/19/2023, date of birth is 8/5/82, date of accident 2/18/2018. The patient is here for evaluation follow-up visit subsequent to an automobile accident that happened to be in 2/8/2018. The patient had a head-on collision, and her car was pushed 10 feet. As a result, she had a head injury, neck injury, with the chronic headaches, symptoms of confusion, lack of focus, memory loss, loss of consciousness, and anxiety, depression, panic. The pain symptoms started with the pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back on the right side, and right tailbone area with radiation to the right arm and right leg. She also suffered a fracture of her sternum that has now healed up, and for a long time she used to have a pain in the chest. The patient has done an extensive amount of physical therapy, massages. She has seen Dr. Bachu, doctor who is a pain physician. She has seen neurologist Mr. M. Khan. She has seen psychiatrist, neuropsych. She is still seeing chiropractic, physical therapy, and neuropsych at this time. She has seen Dr. Haki for several months. She tried all kind of medications. Her problems have not resolved. There was an issue with the MRI reading that we are confronting. The recent MRI was read completely normal at Michigan Diagnostic. Dated 5/12/2023, the lumbar spine and the cervical spine were completely normal. And so they are being reread, and once the report comes in, I'll have a further updated treatment for the patient. Patient complaints have remained essentially the same. An EMG that was done showed a right median neuropathy at the wrist consistent with right carpal tunnel syndrome. Patient has been given a trapezius injection for trigger point on 4/11/2023. He has undergone a neuropsych evaluation which ruled out brain trauma, and it only exists on anxiety disorder and a depression protocol. He has been treated with all kinds of conservative treatment and medications, compounding creams, topical creams. She is found to have a sacroiliac joint inflammation on the right side with positive Faber test and Gonsalant test. An MRI of the brain was normal in 2018, and she has had CT scan by Dr. Haki, which was positive with the sacroiliac joint involvement. Patient never had any acupuncture as of today. She also did not have much of a traction at home and massage either. She's trying with the physical therapy. Her pain level is between 6 to 8. ADLs are affected 6. 50% improvement is reported by the patient. Please review the chart for ADLs for system review as well as for additional history. Substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance plan, patient reports full compliance. He's taking Ortron for pain relief. Physical examination, blood pressure is 103/58, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit, which is dated 6/19/2023, dictation number 0620-002. the diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue physical therapy with the traction massage for neck, mid-back, lower back, carpal tunnel syndrome, right sacroiliac joint involvement. Three times a week. Along with this patient has sacroiliitis on the right side, she can continue being disabled, household replacement and transportation help. And I provided with the following medication, which is naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 milligram three times a day for muscle relaxation, Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tramadol 100 milligram at night, PRN for pain relief, Gabapentin 600 milligram three times a day for nerve pain relief. The patient already has furosets. Our MAPs have been reviewed and labs were reviewed, and they were found to be in compliance. The MRI, which was done recently at Michigan Diagnostics, is being compared. I have not heard anything from them. So far, there is no plan to do injection treatment unless the therapy is completed. She's been advised to do yoga, neck traction, lower back traction at home also, as well as yoga exercises, heat treatment with infrared heat, laser heat, and continue with the neuropsych and counseling, and a neurologist and a psychiatrist. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days' time.